Bruce mentioned that I have the answers. That's not true. I have only the question. And I can offer you only the question. It's the question that's important. The question of yourself. You may have many questions. Where do you come from? Where do you go after this body passes away? What are you doing in this world? What's the meaning of life, and so on? You may have many such questions. They all boil down to one fundamental question. The question of yourself. Who am I? There's no answer to this. And there's no need for an answer. Because answers are in the mind, and are you the mind? If you look for an answer or you get an answer, you're stuck in the mind. But if you want to discover who you are beyond body and beyond mind, then there is no answer, there is only the question. And what happens if you're in the question? I said there's only the question, there's no need for an answer, because the question is what's important. It's the question that takes you into a journey in consciousness, taking you beyond body, beyond mind, into a mystery, a consciousness, an infiniteness, which cannot be described, which cannot be conceived of or imagined by the mind. So once again, the question is a vehicle that takes you into an inner journey of self-discovery. Now, even as I speak, can you be in the question? Can you inquire into yourself this evening as I speak? Can you be in the question, who am I? If not body, are you the body first of all? The earlier questions were, where do I come from? Where do I go after the body passes away? This implies you're not the body. Right? You may be identified with the body, you may experience a body and experience the world through this body and through the sense organs, you experience this world. but certainly you're not the body. The earlier questions already made that clear, because where did you come from and where do you go? So if you're not the body, are you your thoughts? Are you your memories, your desires, your feelings, your imagination? Is this who you are? And this is, in normal circumstances, this is who we think we are. The personality made up of body and mind. This is who we know we are. Or it is possible to know in this way. Or it is the illusion of ourself or the imagination of ourself. Body and mind. But is this really who we are? How would we investigate this? If you became quiet, if you became silent in the mind, without a thought, without going into your feelings or into your imagination, if you became truly quiet and there was no mind, you're still there. So is that who you are, beyond body and mind? Do we get this? I'll go through it quickly again. We at present think we are the body, we experience ourselves as the body, and we have a mind, and the personality of body and mind is who we experience we are. But is this truly the case? Have you ever inquired into this? So, are you the body, or do you experience a body? If you experience a body, you are the experiencer of the body. So, who is that experiencer? Can you inquire into that? Not intellectually. Not through thinking, because if you do, then you're the mind. You're identifying with the mind. You're experiencing a mind. Are you the mind? Are you your thoughts? Or are you the thinker of your thoughts? Are you your feelings? Or are you the experiencer of your feelings? The perceiver of your imagination. So, you're not body and mind, but you're the experiencer of body and mind. In that case, who are you? What is that entity that experiences body-mind? Can you be in this question without thinking, without imagining, and without going into feelings? This question is the vehicle that takes you to your center. Now, how would you know this? or what would the effects be of your taking this journey, or you're doing this inquiry, the initial effects would be that the mind becomes quiet. And this in itself is extraordinary. Because it is easier to move a mountain than to quieten your mind. So, being the question now, and watch your mind slow down. Don't make effort. Don't think the question. Don't go with your imagination to discover who you are. Don't look for an answer. Just be in the question. And you'll find the pressure of your thoughts reduces. You begin to experience silence. Not the outer verbal silence, but an inner silence, which is an energy. Silence is an energy. It is an energy beyond body-mind, which means beyond matter. Which means beyond time and space. And if you be in this energy, you might begin to discover that matter is made from this energy. How can that be? Well, quantum scientists will tell you matter is not really matter. It is the appearance of matter. In fact, matter is made of atoms. Atoms are made up of smaller particles, electrons, and even smaller, subtler particles, so small that they're not material anymore. They are energy. So energy creates the electron, the atom, matter, the world. Now this energy you are in, if you become silent, it therefore must be yourself. You inquired into who you are, not body, not mind. You went further in this vehicle the mind became quiet, there was a silence, and there's an energy. Is that who you are? It must be, because you're conscious. There's nobody else. And if this energy creates the electron, the atom, and the world, do you create the world? Now, don't say yes or no. Find out. I'm not saying you do. I'm asking you to find out. Do you create the world in this way? Yourself being energy, do you project it out? This energy, does it project out to form atoms and matter? So are you therefore beyond matter, beyond the world, beyond space, beyond the universe, beyond space? Can you sense this in the silence? In the silence, can you sense an expansion in consciousness that goes beyond dimensions of space? Consciousness in which there's no more distance. Distance has disappeared. Distance is the measure of space. And distance is created when there's another. The distance between two points, you and the other, you and the mountain, you and the star, and so on. That's distance. But in this silence, there being no other, there's no distance, and therefore space has dissolved. Can you sense this in the silence? You can't think this. Please don't think at all. But can you sense it? An expansion in consciousness to infinite proportions. Can you also sense a timelessness? In silence, is there time, or does time dissolve? For what is time made up of? What creates time? Is it not your thoughts, your memories of past, and thoughts or anxieties or fears of future? Do these create the sensation of time? And the mind now becoming quiet, do you experience a timelessness? Do you experience or sense or taste what is meant by being beyond space and time? And not as an imagination, not as a concept, but as your reality. We are not imagining. We've put aside imagination. We're not producing a concept. We've put that aside. We put aside all mental activity. What's left is this consciousness in which you are. Is this yourself? It's not an answer, because it's, you can't comprehend it. You cannot even experience it, because it's just there. There's no experiencer in that consciousness. You dissolve into it, for even the I thought is a thought in the mind. And the mind has become so quiet that even the I thought has disappeared into this consciousness. Is this yourself? It's not an answer. It's a mystery. It's a wonder. It's an openness. Now, of what relevance is all this to day-to-day life? It is what Bruce said. You're scrambling up the mountain and you have no idea where you are. Cross the valley and you get a vantage, a bird's eye view of the situation. So we're in this world struggling with our problems, inactivity, not knowing where we are, or what we're doing, or what the purpose is. And so busy that we don't even have the time to question it. Till we come up against a wall, conflict, a crisis, and then we are forced to look at it. We are forced to look into these questions. But you don't have to wait for such a crisis. If you have the wisdom, you can inquire into it before that happens. For it changes everything in yourself and in the world. Are you inquiring? Are you in the question? The danger of my speaking is that you will listen to the words and think about them. And in that case, you're not inquiring. So can you listen to the words only for the inquiry, only to be in the inquiry? Can you not listen to the words but be in the inquiry? For the words, the purpose of the words are to put you into the inquiry. They're not an answer. How would you know whether you are in the inquiry? If you're in the inquiry, you would be gaining energy. You'd be gaining clarity. You'd be gaining a harmony. If you lose the question, if you get into thinking, you start losing energy and losing clarity. That's how you can know. So can you be aware of yourself, watchful of your mind, that you do not go into thinking or into feelings or into imagination, this watchfulness is what's required. It's essential to maintain a level of energy, of clarity, which is essential for you to function in this world effectively, whether it's in your profession, whether it's in relationship, in society, in all ways, you need clarity. There's enormous power in this. I mentioned it's the power that creates the universe. And you sense that. If that is that power, can you imagine how easy it would be to live your life being in touch with such a power? Can you see there's no possibility of any problem? Problems are in the mind. And you've become quiet, problems have dissolved. There may be still the external situation that demands your action and your attention, but it's not a problem anymore. Now, do you see that it's possible to be in this question in any condition, in any place, whatever you're doing? It's not a thinking. So you could be working on a very serious matter and yet be in the question. For the question brings clarity, and clarity is what you need. So the possibility of being in this question, of being in clarity, of being in energy all the time. It's important not to make effort, to be in this question without effort, not to struggle with the mind, not to be in this question with effort, because effort is in the mind. If you make effort, you're going outward. So can you, as you watch your thoughts, can you also watch effort? And when you realize that you're making effort, can you let it go? And can you imagine what would happen if you were totally effortless? You know, the planets move effortlessly. If you were effortless, would you be in tune with them? because we make effort, we are out of tune with the energy that moves the planets. Let's call it cosmic energy. Because we make effort, we are out of tune with it. If you become effortless, would you be in tune with this? Is this energy that you experience a cosmic energy? Is it yourself? And what are the qualities of this energy? You've already said it's creative. It can produce the world. It produces matter. It's creative. What else can you sense? It's timeless, it's infinite, it brings clarity, harmony. Is there in it a beauty? Beauty in its simplicity. To understand that everything is so simple. The most complex of problems dissolve into this simplicity. Is there beauty in this? And is there love? Is this an energy of love? Because there is no other. Everything has dissolved into this consciousness. There is no other. It's all become one. It's all become united, a union. Like the symbolic union of lover and beloved. Everything is united into this consciousness, dissolved into this consciousness. So is that infinite love? It's not about loving a person, which is emotional. It's love about an energy that unifies everything in the universe. Not connects, unifies, dissolves, everything dissolves into it. is that infinite love, yourself. Are these the qualities of self? Again, not an answer. I'm not saying they are, because that would be an answer. It's indescribable anyway. It's mysterious anyway. I'm suggesting to you I'm pointing out or indicating, and you may find it yourself. You have to discover it, not we. Because do you realize there's only you? When you inquire, who am I? There's only you. The rest is your experience. The world is your experience. The world with all its people are your experience. There's only you. Do you realize this? Do you realize that you are alone? Can you face your aloneness? Your solitude. And because there's only you, how would you know what the experience is unless you know who you are? How would you know what the world really is unless you know who you are that's experiencing it? You're experiencing a world with people, with forms, mineral, plant, animal, and human forms. You are experiencing all of them. How would you know what the experience is unless you knew who you were that was experiencing them? Do you see there's only you? Everything else is experience, your perception. And therefore, do you see how relevant the question is? How significant it is, and how transforming it will be. And in this energy, or in this silence, is there a knowing? A knowing that's profound. Not information. Not the knowing that we are familiar with, which is accumulation of information. Not that knowing, but a profound knowing. A knowing of everything. In this silence, is there this knowing, a knowing of all? Of the source? Do you see that the mind dissolves in this silence? And do you see from this silence comes up again thought? The mind again arises from the silence. Thoughts, feelings, perceptions arise from silence. Do you see this? And do you see, therefore, silence is the source of the mind and therefore of the world? And the silence is yourself, the source. And therefore, do you see that the world that you experience as a material world with separate beings is an illusion? Don't take it as a concept. Can you see this? So there's the reality of yourself, which is an infinite silence, an infinite energy, and there's the illusion of a world experienced with separate beings, separate forms. And it's not imaginary. Yourself is not imaginary. The world is. The world is perceived in your mind. It's illusory, imaginary, but not yourself. Can you see this distinction? Now, how are we to function in the world if this is so? Is this a split? Is it a schizophrenia? It's not at all. How are you to function, being yourself, in this illusory world? It is a way of functioning in clarity, in harmony, experiencing beauty and infinite love, knowing that it's all yourself.